Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is there anything in our American society that we will not order online? Think about it. Think about your life and your patterns and your habits and the things that we now consider to be conveniences. Is there anything in your life that you will not order online? There was probably a time when I would have told you dog food, cat food. I'm not going to order them online. I'll just get them at the store. What's the difference? But heck, if you're going to pay, if you're going to pay the shipping charges and you're going to send them to my house for free at no extra cost, well, bring it on. I'd rather have you deliver a 40-pound bag of dog food than me have to carry it out of the store. And sometimes Amazon is just easier. Now, you do have to worry about those package thieves, the ones who follow along the delivery trucks and steal the stuff when it's sitting outside your door. And for me, that's a definite risk. Although my car is in the driveway, but I sleep during the daytime. So whatever notification Amazon sends me or Kohl's sends me or any other place I buy online from, they may tell me that the package is outside my door, but unless the dog wakes me up barking at the delivery guy or gal, I'm not likely to know it for hours. If it's a good day, I'm lost in a total slumber stupor. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Let's see, because it's our hump show, you can ask Amy anything, sort of. And we'll take your questions either on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or you can send them to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I heard this story on Tuesday, and honestly, it made me laugh out loud. Starbucks is expanding its delivery service. Now, what is the one big complaint about Starbucks? I mean, you don't even need to raise your hand, just yell it out. One of the big complaints about Starbucks is what? That it's so expensive. And even though they have tried to make their prices more competitive, generally their coffee, forget the foo-foo coffee, the foo-foo drinks, but their coffee costs more than, say, Dunkin' or my absolute favorite, the farmhouse blend from Cumberland Farms. And that's primarily a New England thing. So if you know what I'm talking about, Cumbie's coffee, well, then you know it's a treat. And it's cheap. So Starbucks is already dealing with this idea that they have priced themselves out for some people and that they're more expensive than the rest of the market. And now they're expanding their delivery service. You can order essentially 95% of the menu online using the Uber Eats app. Has anybody else out there used Uber Eats? I haven't. In fact, I don't even use Uber cars. I generally prefer to drive myself. But if I am in a city where I need transportation, my first option is mass transit, and then my second would be a cab. So I'm not a fan of Uber. Don't take it personally, Uber drivers. I know there are a lot of you that drive for Uber and listen to us overnight, and that's awesome. It's not a personal thing, just my personal preference. So I don't use Uber a lot, and I've never used Uber Eats. But how about this? You get a coffee, and then you also pay $249. You also pay an extra $2.49 for delivery. So if your coffee or your foo-foo drink costs $3.50 or $4 or $4.50, and then you add $2.50 on top of that, come on, is that really worth it? Can't you just get your coffee somewhere else or stop at the Starbucks on the corner? Because they're everywhere. Okay, so regardless, maybe I'm just old school and I feel like that's ridiculous. I'm extremely frugal. I've been living on a radio salary my entire adult life. But in San Francisco, New York, Boston, Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles, even in Miami, eventually, the prototype's already been tested there. Starbucks is now offering delivery. I just feel like that's so lazy, and I feel badly if that offends you. It's not meant to, but I just can't even stomach the idea of paying another $2.50 on top of my Starbucks drink. All right, so I readily admit that there are very few times where if you're going to give me free shipping, that I won't order online. But I draw the line at groceries. I absolutely no way I'm ordering my groceries online. This is part of being a control freak. I don't want someone else plumping my tomatoes or smelling the pineapple or buying the spinach or picking out a cucumber. Nope, I'm good. Now I'm trying to be, I've been a really healthy eater the last 10 years. And so I'm kind of maniacal about the salads and the fruits that I pick anyway. But even so, do I really need a personal shopper? Like, just think about that for a second. Are you really so busy that you need a personal grocery shopper?
Yes.
Now, I get it if you just want to avoid having to deal with people. Trust me. I go grocery shopping late at night or early in the morning, so I don't have to talk to people. And I'm also the girl who would rather go to self-checkout than go to a line that's manned by an actual human. So I understand that grocery shopping's not fun. My mom makes her husband do it. Good reason to get married. Just kidding, Mom. So I've never ordered groceries online, and I can't imagine I'll ever do it. However, never say never. Maybe at some point I'm laid up. I don't want to say at some point I'll have a broken leg. I feel like that's inviting disaster. But you never know how circumstances might change. Okay. So I'm asking you, because this just dawned on me as I was listening to the Starbucks news item on the radio. What is it out there that you have never ordered online and won't order online? Is there anything? Where do you draw the line at ordering online? Isaac, who used to work on the show, I mean, he ordered food more nights than he didn't here at the office. Now, when he got married, then his wife sent food with him. But before that, it was all about the ordering. Maybe you're a terrible cook. I can give you some pointers. I tweeted the link to my chili recipe because every time I talk about chili, someone asks. So I did do that earlier on Tuesday. It's up there, A-Law Radio. So I get if you're a terrible cook. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too much of a control freak when it comes to my food. Every now and then when I travel outside my own area, I will order something for takeout. I think it's kind of fun. It's like a treat. Yeah, but generally I don't want to pay a delivery person to do it when I can do it myself. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook. Have you done Uber Eats? And is there anything that you won't order online?
I love scotch.
You won't order your scotch online. Let's talk to Tony, who's in Atlanta. Tony, welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
I'm a general manager for Applebee's in Atlanta, and we recently rolled out Uber Eats and DoorDash, I think mid-year last year.
Okay.
And we've seen about 140% increase in our sales for that.
Can you give me some idea of who? Is it young people? Is it who's doing it?
Yeah. Yes, everyone. It's I'm part of the generation that, you know, if you call me, I'm not going to answer. If you text me, I'm going to answer immediately. I don't want to talk to people. I don't, you know, I'll stay in my house all day long, play video games, whatever. And I'm a hermit. So it's for people like us that we just, you know, four clicks of an app and bam, it's at your door in 30 minutes.
So. Now, how much generally does that delivery set people back?
I think it's about a 30% increase to the price, and we shoulder about 15% of that on the business side. So the customer only gets about a 15 to 20% increase to their price, or like a single delivery charge, depending on how much you're ordering.
Okay, now is that on top of the tip, or is that like the tip that they would give to the delivery driver?
The delivery driver has an added mandatory tip in it, and then they can tip the restaurant separately.
This is madness.
I swear that was not me. That was C-3PO. So that's interesting. So then your business now has gotten a major boost from the fact that you offer through Uber Eats. And what's the other one called? DoorDash?
DoorDash, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you know what, Tony? I'm glad you have a job. I'm glad that you get out of the house and you don't play video games all the time. But I also appreciate your insight, since it obviously is something that works for your company. By the way, one of my first jobs ever, this is before I got into full-time radio, was working at Applebee's. I was the, what's the person who does the go-between between the kitchen and the servers? There's a name for it.
Expo?
Yes, that was me. I was at Expo, Tony. I got to boss people around. Yes.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fun. The fact that the servers, I don't know how it works at your restaurant, but the servers and the cooks were not allowed to speak to each other. They could only speak through me. So I was the liaison.
Right. That's still the case during volume peak hours.
Yep.
And then they can do it during slow times and stuff.
Yeah, well, it was kind of fun.
We don't like to be window Nazis.
Yeah. Oh, no. They would come to blows if they were allowed to communicate with each other. So I was the peacemaker. Yeah, that's fun. That was in New Hampshire back before when I was growing up. So cool, Tony. Well, go ahead.
Can I make one more point?
Uh-huh.
We as a restaurant business were down in sales about 20%.
Interesting.
And since rolling this out, it's like the same business is operating completely normally, and we've basically the sales are ginormous. Like, I'm talking about in the Georgia market, mm-hmm. It's like we opened 12 new stores.
Wow.
And just reaping the profits. So yeah. Over nothing. Like, we didn't put any money down on this, like, right off the bat.
Well, it certainly is a credit to your business and others who are willing to change and morph with the times. So in other words, as you talk about understanding your audience and understanding that this generation and younger people are more than likely to want to stay home and do everything on their phones, even if it's just the lure of the app. But a lot of it is honestly not wanting to be out there and interact. You'd rather text or app than you would to show up at a restaurant.
Yep.
Interesting. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Love the show. I listen every day. Have a good night.
You too. That's interesting. So this doesn't necessarily apply to Dave, although you have a big family. So do you guys do delivery and online orders? I was going to say you're not this. You and I are same generation as Chris. So,
I mean, we try not to order in at all. We cook pretty much all our meals, but every once in a while, we do a regular old just order from a restaurant and they deliver. I don't really fully understand this Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever it is that we're talking about.
You know, you sound really old
I
right
know,
now. Older
like
than
old
me, even.
But, yeah. You know. Yeah.
All right, so Chris, this is totally you. This is right in your wheelhouse. You don't like to cook or don't know how to cook. I kind of feel like you're a smart guy and you could learn to cook pretty easily. Does your dad cook?
Oh, no.
He does.
Oh, no.
Oh, he doesn't?
Oh, that's where I get my non-skills from.
Okay. Well, oh, my goodness. Okay, so you don't cook. You are a mid-20-something. You love your phone. You would rather text than have a conversation. So how do you feel about delivery and ordering food on your phone?
I can't live without Grubhub, especially working in New York City.
Grubhub.
It is the most convenient thing. Like the previous caller said, I push a couple buttons, and a lot of places have now. What's cool is you can actually design your own food on these apps too. So if I want a salad, I can make all the ingredients. If I want a sandwich, I can pick whatever I want. So it's really good.
You know, you can get all that food at the store, right?
Oh yeah, but that's work and effort. That's time saved.
You should see Dave's face right now.
And if you guys could see your faces right now.
Dave is totally laughing at you. I just want you to know. Well, that's interesting. So Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, these are all different apps where people will use them to actually order their food. So just out of curiosity, how much are you comfortable paying for delivery then? Since that's, I don't know if you go and pick it up But there are extra charges. So how much are you willing to pay surcharges for that service?
Well, usually the way that it works, at least with the one that I use, it's a limit. So if you, let's say your order's more than $15, you get free delivery. But if it's less, you'll pay
whatever. That's a lot of food, Chris.
An extra, well, you know, I'm a growing boy. You
know? No, you're not. I remember your New Year's resolution. You're shrinking, actually. You're not growing. So anyway, do you consider $5 to be reasonable for a delivery or $10?
Yeah,
or?
Somewhere in that range. I mean, if it's an exorbitant amount of money, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, if it's within a range, like $3, $4, $5, I'll do it.
Grubhub. I do like the whole play on words. All right. What else? What will you not order online? What will you not have someone else pick for you, prepare for you, deliver to you? Where do you draw the line, if anywhere? I'm already loving this. The fact that there certainly are a lot of corporations out there who've expanded their business and have revived, I don't want to say a dying business, but maybe waning business by opening themselves up to a whole new way of serving the consumer. So if you would like to weigh in on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. And I do appreciate, of course, that there are tons of sports fans who are listening right now who fall into the same category as Chris, or who have a similar experience as our restaurant manager, Tony, in Atlanta. So again, A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, too. You just wait in the visitors' comments. And then we'll take your calls, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What do you draw the line at when it comes to delivery or online shopping? I'm getting a bunch of your tweets now, A-Law Radio. Roberta says, about the only thing I won't get online is prescription meds because I like to know I have them. That makes sense to me. If it's something really important like that, maybe you don't want to leave it to delivery. My Grammy actually went through a situation where she was getting meds delivered to her online from, I think, a pharmacy in Texas because it was a cheaper option, and then there turned out to be a problem. And not only was it an issue when she ran out of the meds, but it was also a problem when they kept sending them to her long after she had stopped asking for them. So yeah, you always have that that cognitive dissonance when you attempt to order online, especially something that important. Don says on Twitter, just like the caller, Amy, food delivery services are really targeting millennials who are doing more staying at home to entertain and not going out. He says, I'm not a millennial, but I can't think of anything I wouldn't order because literally everything, in all caps, is available online. My mom is in that same category, and my mom is in her early 70s, and she hates going to the store, hates it. Now, she sends her husband to get groceries, but I can promise you if my mom didn't have Mike, or if Mike was for some reason laid up for a period of time, my mom might attempt to do grocery store delivery service because she can't stand being in crowds. She's not a huge fan of it, being around a ton of people. And that's fine. In her early 70s, maybe she's tired. Kevin says on Twitter, I won't order jeans or shirts. I'm hard to fit and I hate having to return things, especially by mail. So those are a couple of examples of things that you will or will not order online, whether you're millennials or you're not. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Charlotte. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good.
My stepson went to work for Uber Eats last Saturday. Was his first day. He worked a little over 6 hours and made $243.
What? No way!
I was so mad I raised his rent.
He actually pays you?
Oh, well, yeah.
That is amazing.
He's way too old to be living at home, so I raised his rent. That'll help him get out a little bit.
I feel like if he's going to have a job that delivers that kind of coin in 6 hours, then he'll be ready to move out soon.
Well, that's just his part-time job. He works another job where he works 10 hours. He works from 3 to 11, and on Saturday and Sunday, he does the Uber Eats.
Wow. That's really interesting. So it's a booming business, at least from your son's perspective. And he's in Charlotte. That's his market?
Yeah, Charlotte and Matthews. Before last Saturday, I'd never even heard of Uber Eats.
I've heard of it, but only because I have worked with a bunch of guys who have used it before, but I've never used it myself. So Yeah, that's interesting. It sounds like it's a booming business as long as you know the target audience. So it's not for everyone, but there certainly are thousands and thousands of young people in all the big cities that would prefer to do the online ordering with an app and have someone bring it to them.
I'm just lazy. I'd rather stay at home. If I want to eat out, I want to go out and eat and have somebody do the dishes and everything.
Yes, me too. That's the joy of going out, is that you don't have to clean up. I totally agree with that. Now, I'm one of those people that I only do it on maybe a couple times a month. It's like a treat for me. I don't do it all the time, mostly because of money, but also because I really like to cook and I like to know what I'm putting into my food. So
exactly.
That's interesting. All right, Chris. Well, you make sure your son doesn't stiff you on the rent.
Oh, no. I'll lock him out. You have a wonderful night. I will say I love your show.
Thank you, Chris. Drive safe. Chris in California, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, the only thing I'd have a question with this Uber Eats thing is, like, food handling thing. So are these people having, like, food handling cards that are handing off the food to you? I mean, you know, to temperature? I mean, that's pretty crazy. I don't know.
So you're worried then about who might be touching it and how it's handled to know whether or not anything's happened to it that would be unhealthy?
Food from the other business that they deliver, you know, I mean, there's a lot out there. I mean, it's pretty sketchy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you don't know where it's coming from, now we're not specifically, just to be honest, we're not specifically targeting one app or another, because I don't have any experience with them. Chris does. But yeah, I mean, there's always that risk that something's going to happen to your food that you don't know of if it's not in your possession the entire time.
Oh, of course. I mean, I've worked at the post office, so, like, I know about, like, all the stuff delivering. And I'll tell you a couple things that I hate delivering is dog food. Like, when I worked at the post office, when people order dog food and I got to walk up two flights of stairs, are you kidding me? It's dog food.
Oops. I order dog food, but I don't have any stairs. They just put it at my front door, which is at ground level.
And the other one's sodas, because they come into, like, those boxes and they put these little... basically like little blow up things of plastic inside there so it doesn't just, you know, damage them. But I mean, it's flimsier than crap because those cardboard boxes ain't worth the crap from Amazon. I mean,
you know what I've noticed, and I'm not exactly sure the numbers, but there has been an astronomical increase in semi-traffic on the highway. So I do a lot of driving at night if I can at all, you know, manage it, just because I want to avoid most traffic during the daytime. But it's crazy how many more semi-trucks there are on the roads than, say, 10 years ago. And I've heard that Amazon is what's driving it, that now there's so many more people who would rather order online and have it delivered to them. And that, of course, has led to jobs being created and more drivers. And also that there are a lot of trucking companies out there that they don't have enough drivers. They can't hire enough drivers because that's how big the need is.
Well, I mean, the thing with Amazon, people fail to realize is when they first offered that Prime package, oh, you're going to get your package in 2 days, that was a lie. They just wanted to get your money for membership. Basically, it was going to leave their warehouse in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And so then with them growing warehouse to warehouse where they're being able to basically section out each city and each, you know, subdivision and stuff like that they took away from the post office. So that's why they run their own package delivery. If not, they subcontract right. The ones they can't deliver, and then all the crap that they don't want to deliver, they throw right back to the post office.
Yeah, the post office is in a tough spot for sure. It's definitely, it's a blessing to be in the United States where it's a capitalist society, but it also means that those businesses that don't morph and change and kind of update and can't stay competitive in terms of the pricing, they and the federal government is a different challenge, right? They end up kind of losing money, like the post office, but it's not unique to the post office. Definitely Amazon is, because it's so huge, it can do things, you know, a unique way, and as you talk about, can kind of do its own thing without necessarily having to follow the rules of some smaller companies. I will say, though, Chris, my mom's Amazon Prime is awesome. I mean, sometimes I get packages delivered to me literally in a day on a Sunday, never expecting them to show up at my door on a Sunday, but I mean, I don't know. It pretty much is on target from my experience.
you know, but the most important thing is for them is, like, because they've gotten so big now that they want to just push the stuff out. It's all about just pushing the stuff out as fast as they can, you know. And so basically, like, everything is subcontracting. So what are we going to see next? We're just going to go to the club, and we're just going to have our magic glass that we're going to get, put our card up to the machine, and then do, okay, I want old fashioned, and I'll take a lemon drop for the lady, and then you just put your card in. Next thing you know, you get two drinks that pop out.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
you can have bartenders.
I kind of feel like that's the way we're going: technology and cards and convenience and fast. Definitely, Chris. Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. I don't know specifically about the bars, but obviously, if you go into, say, a convenience store, they now have those big setups where you put your cup, you grab a cup and you put it underneath the machine. And not only do you have a choice of, say, I don't know, a dozen different beverages, but you can add this flavor or that flavor, and you can add ice, or you can add whatever, you know, all these different things that you can put into the glass. For those of you who know what Sonic is or have ever been to a Sonic, I mean, they have thousands of different combinations of drinks. And I would say that's part of the attraction, especially if you have, you know, like, say, kids, and they want to put their own drink together, and they want to add a bunch of flavors to it, and they want to maybe combine sodas. And yeah, I mean, those machines are, they're not terrible. They're kind of fun, though. I don't know if it would work in a bar. All right. You can find me on Twitter. I'm way late. I'm so sorry. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I just got this tweet. Why am I always hungry when I'm at work? Well, probably if you're listening to us, it's because we're always talking about food. And also on our Facebook page, a lot of you are weighing in too.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Curry comes to the ball near midcourt. They want McCollum to touch it. He's got 28 points. He's got it now against George. And George from behind picks his pocket. George dashes back, elevates, and dunks. He throws down a right-hand Statue of Liberty beauty. George pumps his fist, bangs his chest with 28 tonight. A clean strip of McCollum. Schroeder right wing, ducks left. Into the paint, shovels baseline to Patterson. Back to Schroeder, slot left to Westbrook. Blasting down the lane, kicks to Schroeder open. Cranks an angle right, three-pointer that's up and in. Cha-ching with Thunder money ball. Well done on additional penetration as Westbrook has his 14th assist. Thunder have made 11 threes tonight. Adams takes a rebound away from Nurkic. Bounce feeds low to Ferguson. It's knocked away by Nurkic. Adams gets it back. Beating Westbrook, crossing over. Blows by Nurkic. Spins the right hand, reverse layup, up and in. Excellent hustle by the Thunder. 109-103 OKC, Westbrook 23. Shovels left wing intended for Lillard. Stolen by George. Paul in the open court. Lays it up on Nurkic and lays it in. PG-13's everywhere. Does he impact the game at both sides? Timeout Blazers. George has four steals, 34 points, and the Thunder lead 117-108.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Matt Pinto on the Oklahoma City Thunder Radio Network. The final line for Paul George is an impressive 136 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals, 4 assists, and 1 blocked shot. So he was the catalyst, in fact. 13 of 15 from the free throw line. He shot 50% from downtown. He was nearly 50% from the field overall, and he's a major reason why the Thunder had a fantastic offensive night in downing the Blazers. Now, the Thunder are 11 games above 500, and I just think back to all the changes for this franchise over the past, we'll call it a year and a half, but two seasons. And it's amazing. They had to adjust to Kevin Durant's departure. There was some floundering, for sure, but getting PG-3 to not only experience life as a member of the Thunder, but then convincing him to stay and to commit long-term, I mean, just completely changing the direction of the future of a franchise, and maybe at some point means they have a title. The Thunder are third in the Western Conference. Right now, the Warriors are on an 8-game win streak. They have definitely found their stride, and it's not their next game, but their game coming up on Saturday night. It's kind of interesting. Beginning of the season, you could imagine where this one would be circled. A Saturday night primetime game against the Boston Celtics would be circled. But the Celtics not having a great first half. Now, they're also 11 games above 500. They've won 4 in a row. They've played better. But they've certainly scuffled, adding Kyrie and Gordon Hayward back to the lineup and everything else. So The Warriors are on top of the West. The Nuggets are still just a game back. And then the Thunder are in third place, and they knocked off the fourth place Blazers on Tuesday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I wanted to mention this because we're just a few weeks, we'll call it 2.5 weeks, away from the NBA trade deadline. The Grizzlies are actually going to start entertaining trade offers for their two stars, Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. And these are two guys, specifically in Mark's case, who have led to them making changes to their coaching staff, right? So the big issue with David Fizdale is that he and Gasol clashed. So you have two really strong personalities, and the franchise wasn't going to show Marc Gasol the door. And so instead, it was David Fizdale. It essentially came down to either he goes or I go type of a thing. And so Fizdale got ousted. And now they're going to start listening to trade offers. They've decided that they're at this crossroads, and that's the word I've heard just to describe the Memphis Grizzlies, that to pay them would be detrimental to their kind of reshaping the roster, rebuilding. They've got a 2018 first round pick, of course, in Jaren Jackson, and they're looking for young talent and draft picks, and of course, salary cap relief. Isn't that the name of the game, especially when you don't have a team that can win now? And Gasol is in his early 30s, and Conley's owed a lot of money, but they are stars that at the trade deadline could be a huge upgrade for teams out there that are contenders. They were certainly hoping that they would be a contender in the Western Conference, but this latest downward spiral for them, they've lost 9 of 10. And they're now second to last place in the West. And it seems, as tight as the standings are in the West, it seems nigh impossible, almost impossible, that they'd be able to climb out of this hole and compete with the top teams in their conference. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Could you imagine? Think about your team. If your team's kind of middle of the pack or does still harbor delusions of grandeur. Visions of grandeur. I don't want to rain on your parade. But adding a Mike Conley or a Marc Gasol, that could be huge. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook as well as on Twitter, After Hours CBS. So even as you're weighing in about deliveries, we are a nation of delivery dandies. We love our deliveries, and I'm part of that, but I do draw the line at groceries. I will never order groceries online. Never say never. Right now, I can't envision myself ordering groceries online, and I don't use apps to order food. I pick up the phone and I say, "Hey, this is if I want to order." I pick up the phone and I place an order because that way I can talk to a real person. I'm also not the kind of person that enjoys customer service online. Now, I've booked appointments online before, but if I have a problem, I want to speak to a real person. So I don't know if the ordering apps are for me. But that's okay. There are many people out there who use them. And I love you for it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. Pete says on Twitter, the whole online doctor's visit over FaceTime or something similar. That's really strange. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that either. How do you have a doctor examine you over FaceTime? That seems like a wide open door for malpractice and a bunch of fakers. Mark is listening in Charlotte. Mark, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
I started trying to think of something that I would not order online. And the only thing I could think of was something I wanted to add to the delivery service. I'd like to just tap a few buttons on my phone and have somebody come fuel up my car for me.
Oh, or you could move to one of those states where you're not allowed to pump your own gas. They actually have those.
Right, and I think New Jersey. And, you know, on a point related to the Uber Eats, I do have a friend that drives for them in California near a college. And so it's not always people being lazy, but if you have a lot of students that live on campus or sure. areas where they just don't have a car,
right,
it's easier for them to do that than to have a car payment.
Yeah, but how do college students have the money to pay for all those deliveries?
Well, I suppose it comes out of their tuition, right? Or their loans. their college loan is really paying for all the food they ate.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to extend them the kind of grace that it's about not having a car, which, okay, in some cases it could be. I think a lot of it is just not wanting to get up and actually go. Or how about this? Like, let's be honest. And I have heard this from a lot of young people that I work with or that I counsel about getting into this business. They would rather go to work in sweatpants. Like, so that's kind of the latest thing is not wanting to dress up and wanting workplaces to be casual. And actually, if there is a dress code, in many cases, that's a deterrent for the current generation, for a lot of them. Not all of them. But, you know, if you show up at a restaurant in sweatpants, but if you get delivery at home in sweatpants, that's a completely different story. Sweatpants and yoga pants.
Something I do prefer to not shop online. I buy a lot of Frisbees. And the collectible Frisbees I will buy online, but the ones I'm going to actually play on a disc golf course, I want to feel, they need to feel just right.
And
I will stand in the store for 15 or 20 minutes deciding exactly how I want it to be out on the course.
That's your tool. Also, I love Frisbee, so Mark, you're my new favorite caller. I have to let you go because we're at the top of the hour, but thank you so much for weighing in.
Have a great night.
I love Frisbee. I don't have anyone to play Frisbee with, but I carry a Frisbee in my car. It goes with me everywhere. It's one of the tools. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Hunter says, do you use apps to pay bills or do you mail in checks? Well, I would say 40% of the bills I pay, I still pay with checks, but I do online bill pay, but not automatically scheduled. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.